there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we dive into today's podcast episode, I want to clarify that this episode isn't about taking sides. It's focused on the 2024 U.S. presidential election and explores which English words we can learn from it to enhance our vocabulary. I wanted to clarify that because I have a personal interest in politics. I don't mind reading about it or learning about it. However, I must confess there are times when even I feel overwhelmed by the topic. Sometimes it feels like the topic of politics is everywhere. This is what I mean when I use the word ubiquitous. Ubiquitous, which simply means being present, appearing, or found everywhere. In that sense, we can say that the topic of politics is very ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. In addition to that, there are many different groups, each supporting their own political parties and candidates. They often engage in debates over various issues, which can be quite overwhelming. Or in other words, it can make you feel as if it's all too much to handle. However, for our purposes, I find this topic fascinating because it offers a chance to expand our English vocabulary. We can introduce new words that are specifically related to politics. For instance, have you noticed how I pronounce the noun politics? I put a particular emphasis on it, not as politics, but politics. Politics. This slight change in pronunciation is something I encourage you to practice as you listen to this episode. So, not politics or politics. In the 2024 election, we have two main candidates. The incumbent, which means the current president, and the challenger, who is seeking to take over the presidency. This election is crucial as it decides who will lead one of the world's most powerful countries. First up, let's talk about the word incumbent. It's used to describe someone who currently, right now, right, holds a particular position. In this case, that's President Joe Biden, who's running for a second term. The term second term refers to a president's second period in office, which in the US lasts 4 years. To provide a brief example, the former U.S. President Barack Obama served as president for 2 terms. Each term lasts 4 years. After serving 2 terms, he is no longer eligible or qualified to run for the presidency again. So far, you're following me, right? Now, in this 2024 presidential election, we have the incumbent, Joe Biden, And on the other side, we have the challenger. This term refers to someone who is challenging or competing against the incumbent for the position. In 2024, that's Donald Trump looking to win back the presidency. So, what steps do these presidential candidates need to take to successfully secure the presidency? Well, campaigning is a key part of any election. This term refers to the activities candidates do to try to win votes, such as giving speeches, participating in debates, and running ads. During a campaign, you might hear the term policy a lot. Let me remind you quickly here. Policy is the singular form of the noun. It's easy to remember because it ends in a Y. P-O-L-I-C-Y. Policy. But policies, which ends in I-E-S, is the plural form. Policies are the plans or actions suggested by candidates to address specific issues. If you follow the U.S. presidential election, you might hear Biden say, "We are going to change abortion policies," for example. On the other hand, you might hear Trump state, "We are going to change immigration policies." Do you see what I mean here? Elections also involve a lot of strategies. One strategy is called targeting swing states, which are states that could reasonably be won by either candidate. In other words, these are states that either Joe Biden could win easily or Trump could win easily. Winning these states is often seen as crucial to securing victory. Lastly, let's talk about voter turnout. This phrase refers to the percentage of eligible voters who actually vote. High turnout can significantly impact the election's outcome. As we're nearing the end of today's podcast episode, you might be curious, teacher, are you planning to vote? My answer to that is yes. You might also wonder, who are you voting for, teacher? Well, that I prefer to keep to myself. I also want you to know that there were many other words I could have mentioned in today's podcast episode. However, I always strive to avoid overwhelming you with new vocabulary. My aim is to keep the content light, to give you the opportunity to process the information and truly absorb the new words. Remember, it's always about you, me, and all those words here. Thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you again next Monday.